Boys and girls, in that chapter that we read, I want to leave with you the verse 15. He went on to the chief priests, and he said unto them, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. What will ye give me?" Maybe, boys and girls, you like to swap things, to exchange things with your friends. I remember when I was at school, I sometimes would do that. Maybe you do that too. Maybe you have a book and you've read it and you want another book and your friend has a book. And so you say to your friend, "I'll exchange books with you. I'll give you a book and you give me your book," and you make a swap. We call that a swap. Or maybe your friend in school has a nice set of colouring pencils and you say, "I would like that. I'll swap you something for that." And your friend will say, "Well, what will you give me?" And you might say, "Well, I'll give you my pencil case," or something else. And you reach a bargain. And you do a swap. An exchange. Now, we call that trade. Nothing wrong with trade. In olden times, that's how trade was done. People would swap things, they would exchange things. That's how the market ran. But now we mostly just swap money for things. Here is Judas Iscariot. He wants to do a swap. He has the Lord Jesus, you see. He has been in his company for 3 years. He knows where he goes. And he can give the chief priests Jesus. He says, "I'll give you Jesus." And he knows that he can exchange him. And he asks, "What will you give me? What will you give me for Jesus?" And the answer is 30 pieces of silver. They offer him that. And Judas, he says, "A bargain." And they shake hands and the deal is done. Swap Jesus. He did a swap of Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Now, boys and girls, 30 pieces of silver was a lot of money. But that was a very foolish swap, wasn't it? To swap Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. You should never exchange the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the pearl of great price. He is the precious Savior of our everlasting souls. You must never give him up. You must never swap Jesus for anything. There are people who swap Jesus for money. There are people who swap Jesus for sin, for pleasure, for a quiet life so they don't have to suffer, for fame and popularity. For many things, people swap Jesus and give him up. But Judas made a poor bargain. And you know something? He soon knew it too. And he didn't live long after that, sadly. I have to warn you this morning, boys and girls, that swapping Jesus will ruin you. It will destroy you. What has it profited? The Lord Jesus Christ said, "If a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what could a man give in exchange for his soul?" You would lose your soul to swap if you swap Jesus. So never give up Jesus. But maybe you say, boys and girls, this morning, "Minister, I do not own Jesus. I do not have the Lord Jesus. I don't have him now. What can I give to have him? What must I exchange to get him?" Well, boys and girls, that's where I have good news for you this morning, because Jesus is freely given. He's freely given. Not everything in life you have to exchange to get, you know. Every day your mom and dad, they give you food. Every day they give you clothes. Every day they give you the shelter of your home. They give you so many things every day, and they never say, what will you give me? What will you give me for this breakfast? What will you give me for this dinner? They never say that, because they love you. They don't barter with you. They don't make exchanges to feed you. No, they say, here, son, here, daughter, just take, just receive. Love gives, you see. And God says to you this morning, boys and girls, if you don't have the Lord Jesus, God says to you, here is my son. I will give him to you. I offer him to you. Without money and without price. Doesn't the Bible say, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. That's Christ, the water of life. Come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye. You have nothing to barter with. You have nothing to exchange with, but you don't need to exchange. You can come. You can come by wine and by milk without money and without price. That's the gospel. God offers Jesus to you freely. So today, if you don't have the Lord Jesus, then just take him, just receive him, just believe in him and take him into your life, and you will have him. You can receive him, and when you receive him, and if you have received him, then don't ever exchange him. But keep him and love him always until you die. Let us pray. Lord, bowing in thy holy presence, again this congregation gives thee thanks for these precious boys and girls. We pray in Jesus' name that they may always be under the shadow of thy wing. And every one of them thou will bring to the true reception of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And having received him, may they never barter him, but may they hold him fast and love him until the end. May this be the portion of all these boys and girls, and the portion, even through grace, of all in this house. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.